still got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Friday again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? How? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast all the show. You know that. You can podcast. But if you like to still listen to the show as it is happening and you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you can. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud. And we're going to catch up on the ones we missed yesterday. Didn't get to. To donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Go and buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I do appreciate it. So it's Friday. And at one time, Friday was Get It Off Your Chest Day. And it still is if you want. But we have decided that because we love all people, right? But we love the blacks, and the blacks tend to think that we don't love them. Not all blacks. Not all, but most. Some of you blacks know we love them because the principle we talk about applies to all of mankind, not just this race or that race. So a lot of the blacks know we love them, but some blacks who are really angry, they can't tell because they're angry. Angry won't allow you to know and see the truth and know it. We have decided, as of last Friday and every Friday going forth, we have decided that, and we take all calls, but we take the blacks as they come in. We have decided that every Friday now is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
He black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Black. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? That's amazing. You made that anchor, baby?
Someone sent that in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shout out to D. I don't know if we could say your name.
Thank you, D.
We can, right?
Or David. David, yeah. The first name we can. That's, thank you, David. I want to remind you, for those who really want to wake up, all right? Oh, by the way, we had the men's forum last night. And it was really, if you were there and you didn't get in the things that would wake you up, you don't want to wake up. Really, you just don't want to. You just don't want to. It was deep. It was amazing. It was insightful. It was honest. It was amazing meeting last night. Misformed last night. It really was. So stay with it, guys. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And there are all races of men that comes, and they're really into overcoming the issues. And I have to tell you, the one thing I love about the truth, knowing the truth from within, knowing it for yourself, overcoming yourself, knowing thyself, the truth, unlike human beings, and the lie will let you down too. But and human beings will too, because human beings are so evil and nasty. Heart is wicked to the core. The truth will never, ever, ever, but never, never, ever let you down. Did you know it's impossible? Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible. Yeah. Did you know that the truth will never let you down? It's not possible to be let down by truth. The problem is most people don't know the truth. They know it within themselves, but they have not returned to it. And once you get a taste of the truth, oh my Lord, what joy, Lord, it will really, really, it will enhance your life in ways that you never imagined. One of the things we mentioned last night, we don't get into what we talk about at the men's forum or the ladies' forums on the third Thursday of the month for the ladies. The truth. Once you know the truth, not your truth or somebody else's truth, but the truth. You know that there's no such thing as a victim. There's no such thing as victims. And the people who want to call themselves victims are that way because that's the way they want to be. Really, they have just not worked on themselves. They have given up on life, and they prefer victimhood over victory. Really. So have no compassion for a victim. Man or woman, no matter what color, because that's where they want to be. They want to be in their misery. There is no such thing as a victim. Isn't that like amazing? It's an illusion. It is an illusion. And one other quick thing. And this is especially for the blacks, but not only. And for the whites who think the Jews can hold you back. Oh, there's white people now which is so new to me. And maybe it's been around for a long time that there are whites thinking this. But there are white people who believe that the Jews can hold them back, or is holding them back, can hold them back. Those are victimhood mentalities as well. Why not be free, and in freedom, nobody can hold you back? It's impossible. So to the blacks, it is absolutely not true that someone can hold you back. You've been lied to, And all your life, all my life, I've been beat by men. You have believed all your life that you could be held back. Just, it doesn't even make sense, really, when you think about it. How can someone hold you back from getting a job or creating your own job? Think about that. If someone, and I was taught this as a kid by my black parents and grandparents and the example of other blacks. How can somebody stop you from doing your own thing? Let's say someone don't want to give you a job. They have a right to not want to give you a job or not want you in their business establishment, whatever. That doesn't mean they're racist and all that. They have a right to do that. But how can you think that anyone can stop you from earning a living for yourself? That's insanity, and that's a real example of insanity. And the blacks have been told generation after generation, that they cannot make it because they're black. They even come up with something called DEI, because they have been told over and over by the traders of the black people that you can't make it. And the blacks who are telling the blacks they can't make it, they are doing well. They're making money. They're in government. They have businesses. They're living it up. And they've been telling you, you can't make it, because they make money off your weakness. But there's no such thing as you can't make it in America. If you are a victim, it's because you want to be one. It's only because, I don't care what happened. Growing up in your home, your mama screwed you up. And in most cases they did. 99, all mothers screw up their children, boys and girls. But you can overcome that. There's no reason to stay in that situation. Unless you want to be there. And as a result of this, I really, really want to encourage the blacks, those who want to. Now, you're going to have blacks who are always looking for excuses. They don't want a way out. They love their misery, and they roam the earth to find misery, reasons to stay in their misery, their hell. They really do. And then they find other people to group up with. Like mama does when you tell your mother, I forgive you, I'm sorry for resenting you, she'll build an army against you. There are blacks who love their misery, so they'll find other blacks to build an army to confirm their misery is real and it's not real. And then they turn on one another. But I want to say to the blacks, really, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. And because you're angry and you believe lies, you're very destructive. Very destructive. I don't think, other than Allah Uaba, did you hear that they were building an Allah Uaba city in Texas? We're going to get to that. I'm like, how can that be? Haven't the people heard about what happened in Europe? When the Allah Uaba people allow into Europe and they allow these people to build their Allah Uaba towns, and then they tell the normal people, you can't come into our area, and then they support Sharia law and all that. We're going to get to that. I'm deviating. I love that word. That's a white word, deviating. What the? But I want to tell the blacks, there's a way out. You're not a victim, and the white man is not holding you back. And opportunities are always right in front of you. Always. Even as I speak right now, there's an opportunity right in front of you. And no human being can stop opportunities. Only you, as an individual, can reject opportunities. But no one can stop opportunity. So you don't need someone to give you an opportunity. Yes, we work with one another. You need this, a job, or you need this, and we can assist. And it's the right thing to do. We do that. But no one can stop you. And so as a result, and I want the blacks to understand this, is that due to your anger, starting at home with your mother, and your mother turning, and grandmother turning you away from your fathers, and you're empty, and you're looking for love, you're trying to find your way back home and don't know it. And along the way, you've been told by the black politicians, the black preachers, the black teachers, and liberal white ones that you can't make it. Poor you, here's a DEI program. And once you get the DEI program, you're still miserable. The anger, which doesn't have to be, and the violence, which doesn't have to be, of the blacks is out of control. It's really out of control. And it makes sense that it's out of control because if you don't overcome evil, it will destroy you and everyone around you if you allow it to happen. But I want the blacks to know you can be free right now. Take control of your own life. Look at you. Look within and go and forgive because you'll see that your heart is evil and it came from your mother and or grandmother. And go and forgive them. Start working on you as an individual. Overcome being black. Don't be black. That's a false identity. Being black is a false identity, and it gets you nowhere. Even the people who are getting DEI, they're still miserable. They cry at night. It's not helping. You may get a little money from it, but you still cry at night. Amazing, huh? And to the whites, I don't know what it's going to take for you to stand up as adults and protect yourself from the blacks and from the attack without being angry or violent. You can do it. So many years now you've sacrificed your children, your white children to the black people. You put them in the public schools with the blacks. You bring the blacks into your businesses and to your white schools. And they bring nothing but trouble. And you allow your children to beat up and everything because you don't want to be called racist. So you sacrifice your children. And then they sacrifice their children. I said on yesterday, it's time for white people to completely segregate from the blacks. Don't hate them. You know how the Allahu Akbar people want to build an Allahu Akbar city in Texas? Which should not be happening. That is not good for America, right? And it's not good for the Christians and the Jews. But we'll get to that. It's time for you to go off into these cities where mostly white people live, or states and or states where mostly white people live, and build your own government now. Really, it's just absolute time. And just do it. Let them run after you, calling you names, attacking you, trying to play games. Because that's what evil people do. Evil people play games to try to hurt you. But let them do it. While they're doing it, you just move on and build your own government, your own city, and take back your life. Because giving in to them calling your name has not worked. They still call you names. And even worse now. So why not take back your life and protect your children? I want to give you an update on a story that we mentioned to you yesterday. And it's probably right now in 2025, it is the saddest story we've done so far. In 2025, here on this show, and maybe even 2024. It is a sad story. It's an unnecessary story. But because no one would deal with anger, people say anger is good. They call evil good. Woe unto the man or the woman who call evil good and good evil. But because the whites won't protect themselves, the loss is great. So here's a follow-up update on the story that we told you about yesterday. Megan Metcalf and her son Hunter. Yesterday we told you about twin brothers. According to the story, was at a track meet in Texas over the weekend or whenever it happened recently. And there was a black guy there, too. I guess more than one black, but black guy there. And they had some type of interaction about seeding. And as according to the story, I wasn't there, but according to the story, the black boy got mad and went and stabbed the white boy and killed him. One of the twins were killed. And the twin brother was there, and his brother, somehow or another, fell on him, and he was trying to stop the blood from coming from the chest, but he wasn't able to save his brother. If we don't need segregation now, what would it take before we need it again? Because these black people are angry. Unjustified anger, but anger. No, there's never a reason to be angry. No justification for anger anyway, no matter what. But it's a sad story, folks. And the father said he forgave this black boy, but he still heard it from his son. The loss of his son, his twin son, teenagers. Megan Metcalf and her son Hunter discussed the altercation at the Frisco, Texas track meet during an interview on Fox News. Watch this from Fox News.
Yeah, so it's just like he knew he wasn't supposed to be there. He was just a tragedy. What happened?
And then what happened, Austin? After your brother stepped up, what happened then?
He stepped up over there, asked him to move, got aggressive, he grabbed the bag, and then I whipped my head around, and then all of a sudden I see him running down the bleachers, grabbing his chest, and just blood rushing out. You know, he said, yeah, he got stabbed. First I froze for half a second. I didn't know what to do. And then I saw him about to fall. I went to go over there. I grabbed him. I see him.
This stuff.
Yeah. I understand. Best I can to understand.
Yeah, you can picture what happened when, you know, what was coming out of his chest, and
yeah.
Y'all can visualize that stuff. I don't wanna put that on my mom right now, but I pushed my hand on there to try to make it stop, and I grabbed his head and I looked in his eyes. I just saw his soul leave, and it took my soul too.
I'm so sorry.
Amazing. That is an amazing story. All because of anger for no reason. Except that the blacks have been told to be angry. They have been told to be angry so that they can be used. That's the only reason they want other blacks to tell the blacks to be angry and liberal whites. They can use the blacks, and this is what you're getting. Now, white people, will you segregate from the blacks? Because this is going to get worse. It's not going to get better. even though Donald Trump had getting rid of DEI and all that, there are people like Al Sharpton and others who are still fighting for DEI. They're pretending that they're fighting for you. And it's for themselves. Because as long as they have a group of people they can control, the blacks, they're going to get money, government programs and things like that. If this is not enough to make you want to segregate from the blacks, I just don't know. All the stuff that has happened to the whites over the years. And you still try to be nice. Don't get angry, white folks. Just move away. Rebuild your own world and don't let them in. You don't have to let them in. Just because somebody call you a name, it doesn't mean that you got to let them in. That's what evil, angry people do. They attack you when they can't get what they want from you. They want to control you. So they attack you. In your marriages, what happens when the wife can't control you? She attack. She cry, and she attack. And when she's crying, she's lying. And then when she doesn't get what she wants, she attack. What do men do in marriages or relationships when they can't get what they want? If the woman finally say no, the man go insane. He attack. If they can't control you by making you feel good, they're going to control you by making you angry. Black, y'all need to drop the anger. And when I say y'all, as individuals, not as a group. Stop being a groupie and live your own life. To the young blacks, you been lied to. And I grew up in Alabama on a plantation. I know they lied on a plantation. I know they lied to you. The father of this boy said that he has forgiven the black boy for what he's done. That doesn't mean the black boy shouldn't be punished and the father still hurting. But he has forgiven the black boy. But the mother and her son said they aren't ready to forgive. I like the father. Watch it from Fox.
Yes, okay.
Yes, sir.
But I have seen interviews with your husband in the last 24 hours, and it was remarkable to me that I heard your husband say within hours of this that he forgave this other young man, that he forgave this other young man, and he got there so quickly. And I honestly don't know that I could, and I just want to see, and I don't know that there's a right or a wrong place to be, especially as quickly as this has happened. Megan, how do you feel on that front today?
I am not like their dad. I am so angry at that boy. It's just not fair. That's all I have.
I understand.
I'd like to say it's forgave, not forgotten, but I'm not at that point yet to forgive that kid boy he did to my brother. Because, you know, 17 years, my best friend just there in the blink of an eye, I lost him. So I'm not at that point to forgive and forget, but eventually I will. But I pray for his family.
Amazing, huh? Your twin brother is gone at the blinking of an eye. Think about that. Twins are normally pretty close. I know they fight sometimes, but normally twins are really close. And all of a sudden your twin is not there. Over some black guy that's mad about nothing. 888-775-3773. When will you segregate from the black white people? Back in a moment, folks.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. So last night we had the men's forum, and by the time I got home and got to bed, I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. I'm like, what the? But it was worth it. We have the best fellowship, whether it's the men's forum, the ladies' forum, or Sunday morning fellowship, than any other meeting on this planet. Really. And just I'm learning as they're learning. I'm learning as I'm teaching. Really, I really am. I pay attention. And just because I'm up there teaching doesn't mean I'm not paying attention to what's been said and the reactions of others. Check out our Sunday morning service, rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're in the LA area, come on down. All are welcome. If not, you can watch it live, and you can podcast at rebuildingtheman.com/church. And today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Mitch Francis was my guest. He's an atheist author, entrepreneur, and a CEO. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We have two mass shootings a day. Nobody's doing anything about most of these problems.
Right, and they're getting worse and they're not being solved.
Exactly.
So if you don't believe God exists, who created you?
Chance.
Who is chance, and how did they do this?
No, it's just random luck.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
What? This is hot, man. I've been on the hot seat for an hour.
True or false, when she's crying, she's lying. It was an amazing conversation. Today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. He's back on YouTube now. What the? You cannot keep a high energy man down. And he has energy that head to head, neck to neck with Trump. I believe God gave up all the energy away when he gave it to Trump and the Anchor Baby. Check him out. You will not be disappointed. If you have not seen his show, oh Lord, not George, you're missing it. The American Anchor Baby at 12 Pacific time on YouTube and Rumble. You got to know how to Rumble. And last but not least, this is the last day for the discount on Cameos. C-A-M-E-O, Cameo shout outs. I'll do them for you anywhere in the world. So that's been a April Fool's Day sale on cameos for $20. Shout out, birthday shout out, encouragement, wedding shout out, congratulations, whatever your shout out is. Go to cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the sale ends today, the sale of it. But you still get a cameo. 888-7753-773. I want to give you just one more quint. If that story didn't, wasn't bad enough for you and encouraging for the white people to move away from the blacks, we need to segregate our country again and then let people come together based on their decision, not because of a government. In the way they did it during the good old days. If that didn't help you, I have one more example of why we need to segregate the blacks from the whites. Really, the blacks from all other races, too, because blacks don't get along with any race. All races hate the blacks. They don't like them. They tolerate, but they do not like them. I hear it all the time. And I've been hearing it for years. Here's more proof why blacks should be segregated. A white woman confronted a black female dog walker for not picking up her dog poop, resulting in the dog walker throwing the poop in the woman's and her baby's face. Watch this from TikTok.
She didn't expect me to throw shit in her face, did she? She's so mad right now.
She threw this poop straight at my face. It hit me like this, right in the mouth. This massive golden retriever dog poop hit me in the face, fell down into the baby's face.
I'm glad. I hope it got in your fucking mouth.
I can't believe our confronting someone about having not picked up their poop right at our front door turned into a woman slinging poop at me and my baby. I was totally shook and afraid, and I had to clean the poop up, scrub me and the baby, clean the poop. The poop went in my mouth. I'll give her that. She had a perfect day. Anyways, the cops came. They said to us, basically, this is just a misdemeanor, and we could go through the hassle of the court system if we wanted to, press charges. And to be honest, at the time, it was witching hour, you call it. The baby was hungry. The kids were hungry. I said, hey, I don't want to press charges. I just want to be done and over with this. But I've been thinking about it more, and I don't think this dog walker should be allowed to walk other people's dogs if she can't even do the basic job requirement of picking up the dog's poop.
Black people are not into doing things right like that. What the? They don't even pick the dog poop up in their own neighborhood. They sure ain't going to pick it up in your neighborhood. Look at the hood. What? Black people do not clean up. And then this white woman, like, oh, I ain't got time. That, by not pressing charges against this woman for assaulting you, allegedly, why wouldn't you press charges? Why? White people are not accustomed to this sort of violence. They just kind of naively, they work hard to have a first-class life. Just think about white people pick up dog poop. I'm glad because no one wants that on the grass, but the fact that they do it is mind-blowing to me. Ain't no black person going to pick up no dog poop. Oh, leave that there. It doesn't matter. And the white lady did not press charges. And this is why they're under attack, too, because the black people know the white people are not going to do anything. They don't want to be called racist. They don't want to be bothered with that kind of violence. white people go to war, they'll go over there and fight Allahu Akbar, I guess. But they don't want, like, every day fighting at home. What the? They just want to have a first-class life. Nice home, nice yard, nice cars, travel first class. You can't even enjoy first class on the airplane now. A good education. You can't even get a good education now. You've allowed the blacks into your university. And I want you black people to know, just think about everything you touch, you mess it up. You turn it to dust. It looks like that alone should tell you that something is wrong. It wasn't like that, blacks, during before the Civil Rights Movement. It really wasn't like that. The husband stepped in to confront the dog walker. Watch this from TikTok.
The lady was so crazy. She would throw poop at a five-month-old baby. It was just so wrong. Anyways, I'm going to post the videos next.
I hope it got in your f***ing mouth. Hey, you come after everybody else and chase them with shit in your hands?
You took the shit on my lawn.
Okay.
And yeah, no, I saw you.
And I threw it at you. I picked it up from the ground with my bare hands and threw it at your wife.
You don't think I confront everyone that takes a shit on my lawn and that doesn't take it?
She didn't expect me to throw shit in her face, did she? She's so mad right now. I hope she's in her mouth. I hope she remembers it the rest of her life. I hope you both do. And I hope you both f***ing cry. Because this is crazy. And see how dare she come after a dog.
When I walked back inside, Emma looked at me and she said, she needs a timeout. This is me saying, hey, internet, let's make this right. I asked the girl to pick up her poop and she threw it at me. What would you do?
Lock her up. And that the way that black female is acting, that is called black excellence. That's called, they celebrate that. It's called black excellence. This is where the black, and not all, but most have come to. And this is what anger would do for you. Look at the black female. She's all happy. She doesn't care at all, not one iota. I want to encourage the blacks to pull away from this black thing and look within and live your life. Overcome this father state. Look at that white woman or the husband did not press charges against that female. What do you think she's going to do next time? What do you think she's going to do next time? I remember years ago when I was warning the whites when they were doing knockout. Remember the blacks were going around knocking out white people, all proud, videotaping. I'm like, white people, you better stop this. Don't let this happen. It's only going to get worse because that's how evil operates. Think about evil in you. Each individual, think about evil in you. Those who are overcoming, you understand it already. But what has evil done over the years, over your lifetime? It's only gotten worse because you didn't overcome it. That's how it is outside of you, inside of others. The blacks are not going to do be any better. They're not going to get better until they start working on themselves as individuals. You're giving them programs, DEI, reparation, affirmative action, letting them into your companies, into your communities, is not going to make it better. This is a spiritual battle, and this is evil. And I want to warn, it's Black Friday, I want to warn the blacks. I know you're not happy, black people, acting this way. Because when you do this to others, you're doing it to yourself. When you try to hurt others, you burn on the inside. That's what's called hell. You're burning with misery, and you call it heaven. The white girl, oh, my child says she needs a time out. And the husband even said, you know what, Heifer? You're going to jail right now. You're going to jail, you little black heifer. You just a heifer. Josh is out of Houston, Texas. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Josh.
Jesse, OMG, this Black Friday is heat. This is so prolific how you did this, and it just comes together, just flows like water, and it's just remarkable, Jesse, just remarkable.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate that.
For one, okay, couple things. The topic that you had on earlier this week about the two Black girls that went into the Asian shop and then they said the racism and their mom and them got on there and the Congress lady said she was going to give training to Chinese people on how to handle Black people and all this and that.
Yes.
You remember that?
I do. There were two young Black girls and the mother went into some store and the Asian people were like, get out, get out, get out, because the Asian people thought they stole something. And then there was a mother outside, according to the report. She called the police, and it was a mess. And the little Black girl said, oh, I didn't steal it. I just put it in a different location. But, yeah, so I know what you're talking about.
The sad part about that is, and I've been saying this now for the longest, and I tell all Black men, Black men have to stand up and start saying something and putting these Black women in line. Whether they holler, they fuss, they fight, they got to start being put in line because they are in head of our community right now.
Yes.
And it's only the Black man's fault because you let grandma and you let mama, your baby mama, raise these kids. This woman is a prime example. Every single story that you play about when a Black person, Black woman is doing wrong, it's always justified, and it's always an excuse made to where they're a victim.
Yes.
And they're trained this at a young age. Look at the girl that he hit the other girl in the baton. We're sitting here looking at you hit this girl with this baton, and your mama and daddy got on there, and your mom and them got on there and made excuses for you. These little Black girls should have never been in this store in the first place by themselves. She picked up a keychain, and they got tempted by the thought to steal that keychain, and she said that on herself. And then once the lady started following them around the store, she hurried up and put the keychain, took it out of her pocket, and hurried up and put the keychain on the shelf. And then they like, where's the keychain? Where's the keychain? Where's the keychain? You got caught, and then your mom and them, rather than you saying, when you go in this store, don't make it look like you're taking something. These mamas automatically went and attacked this store lady and attacked her business. Guess what? If you don't like how they operate, you don't have to be in Chinatown. You're Black. It blows my mind how Black people go in everybody else's business and bully them, but won't create their own business.
That's a good point, man. That's a major point. Absolutely.
And then, go ahead.
According to the series, I don't know what really happened. Can never tell, but I said then that whatever happened, that the Black people should be like, oh, I understand, we're wrong, or my daughter didn't do it, she misplaced it, something. Because Black people know how Blacks are when they go into these businesses. They know what happens, and they know that the store owners are now suspicious of all Blacks because this is the attitude of Black people. They don't know the good ones from the bad ones.
Exactly, and like I used to tell, I'm telling these people now, they're like, man, well, the good ones should just mind your own. No, we can't mind our own business anymore because we're getting put into these categories. Now, just imagine, like I tell them all the time, if I walk into that store, now they've dealt with those kids, there's probably some other kids that did that, so when the good Blacks, quote-unquote, walk into the store, these people already got a bad taste in their mouth.
Yes.
So if they approach you in that way, you have to understand they just dealt with three ignorant Blacks. They don't know that you're not ignorant, so you have to carry yourself accordingly and let them know and be the example. Hey,
we're
not all
case.
Like that,
That's
and we're
right.
going to correct this. We're going to correct this in-house.
Well, one last point, and then I got to run. You know, I was thinking about this. I was reflecting this morning, and I was thinking about how in my country today, all men are being put on the back burner, and they're putting women ahead of men. And then I realized, why can't the country see what happened with the Black women and children as a result of pushing the Black woman forward and pushing the Black man back? Look how bad things have gotten. They've not gotten better. They've only gotten worse. And if our country continues to promote women over men, this whole country is just going to be a mess because nothing is going to work but the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman. And you make a good point. Black women need black men to put them in place. That's what's needed. But the black man is so defeated, he's not able to do it now.
Absolutely. Well, it's what the, and I want to say this real quick and then answer your biblical question, and I'll let you go. The problem is too many feminine black men and black women are being propagated and put up. The real men are just not speaking up. And just like I tell my kids, all it takes is one good kid to change the environment. You say it takes multiple, it doesn't. It takes one man to correct multiple women and they will fall in line. If not, they will fall behind.
Well, I just know that white people need to segregate from the blacks. They need to, since they're afraid to live with the black and deal with the blacks in the way they would deal with themselves, it's time for the whites to segregate. If not now, when? Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Denzel is out of New Mexico. Denzel, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thank you, Josh.
Top of the morning, Mr. Peterson. Can you hear me?
Hey, Denzel. Amazing.
Yeah, man. I called you about a particular situation, man, but the last caller and then that clip that you had kind of got me off track a little bit, but I wrote some notes down. I'll come back to it in the future, but I guess to ask my question to you. So you're talking about, happy Black Friday, too. It's a privilege to talk to you. Usually when I call you, I have to call several times, and I finally got through on the first call, so that's amazing.
Amazing. It is. Thank you. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
I wasn't, like, let me see. Hold on. I apologize. Okay, all right. Is it better now?
Yeah.
I'm a beta male.
You started to lie about the Bluetooth.
How you know, man? Anyway, man. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So you were talking about, like, the blacks should, like, segregate. Or, no, the white people should get away from the blacks, right?
Right, segregate from the blacks. Like we used to be in the good old days.
Yeah, and I agree. I'm actually for that 100%. I would rather be, you know, I don't want to be around. I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind being around white people. I don't mind being around them, but I like being around black people more. But my question to you is this. Now, how would that work? How would that work, like the whites doing that?
Well, what would happen is the white would move into those cities where it's majority white people, and they would set up their own government. They would set up their own police department. Force, they would set up their own businesses and just not, and then they would pay taxes in those areas that they live in, and then let the blacks do whatever they do in their areas and not let them come into their areas, period.
Okay, so that sounds cool and all, but now what if a black try to go move there?
Don't let them in.
And they get...
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Two more hours to go. My bad. Hate news, not the fake news.
They want to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. But the tariffs, Trump thinks they're going well. Nice. Whole lot of liberals giving a whole lot of drama about it, as are some of the companies who are spoiled by a Globo Homo mess. In South Korea, the president has been removed. It's terrible. It's terrible, I guess. And Trump has fired some National Security Administration people, NSA. That's nice. And the Pentagon is doing an investigation over that Yemen group chat thing. You know, the guys were on Signal, and they accidentally looped in a far-left extremist Atlantic anti-American reporter man. And HHS is dealing with some layoffs. Good news, good news. Institute tariffs and cut government spending. That's a good balance, I should say. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday, formerly known as Get It Off Your Chest Day, but you can still get it off your chest. There is one line open, whether you're black or not. Call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to your super chats. I do see them flooding in. We appreciate them. All right. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, I think it's going well. No, I think it's going very well. President Donald J. Trump told reporters yesterday, in the wake of his decision to enact 10% tariffs on imports from any country into the United States, and even higher tariffs for 60 other trading partners this week. The tariffs have already earned the ire of so-called world leaders, so you know that that's a good sign that that we're on the right track, because so-called world leaders are the worst of the worst. And vows of retaliation, mean, nasty, vindictive so-called allies, friends of America, going to retaliate for us doing the right thing for a change. It rattled global markets, a proper shakeup, and prompted at least 5 U.S. auto plants to lay off hundreds of workers. Those socialist U.S. auto plants, what a mess. The administration's attempt to spin the escalating trade war that they started did not help, according to Commie Nonsense Network. While Trump said the tariffs give us great power to negotiate, his top trade advisor, Peter Navarro, told Fox News, this is not a negotiation. Nice, nice. And Vice President J.D. Vance said he thought it could be worse in the markets because this is a big transition, and it's a righteous transition, not one of those unrighteous transitions. That comment fell flat in the face of the worst day on Wall Street in 5 years. Good for a change that Wall Street suffers rather than the rest of us, am I right? And the disappearance of $2.5 trillion from the S&P 500 index. Nice. The Dow fell 1,679 points, or about 4%. The NASDAQ plunged nearly 6%. Good. And South Korea, the highest court officially removed the president, Yoon Suk-yeol, from office today. The ruling ended 4 months of political turmoil and legal wrangling that Yoon Suk-yeol created when he declared martial law in December and sent soldiers into parliament to drag out those so-called lawmakers in liberal, lame-o, communist South Korea. I call it communist, as in globo homo communism. Not like North Korea, unfortunately, or fortunately. He claimed his actions were justified by political deadlock and threats from anti-state forces. The lawmakers responded by pushing the troops and gates and voting to overturn Yoon's decree and later impeaching him. What a mess. Moon Hyung-bae, the constitutional court's head judge, don't know if that's a man or a woman, said the martial law decree was unconstitutional because there was no grave crisis, national crisis at the time, and it could not be justified. Therefore, Yoon still faces criminal charges that could land him in prison for life. Wow, I thought it was a free country, South Korea, over there. A general election to choose a new president. They have to hold one within the next 60 days. Big drama in South Korea. A shakeup. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how can you change your future? How can you change your future? Amazing question. If you're busy and you're podcasting the show, right? But you would love to be listening to the show while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, take your kids to school because you hate them, don't love them, or you working out, or you running away from the bats, or whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream live at 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats in a minute here. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is and will always be Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? Maze, like what? That's my friend Maze from Ohio. Amazing. What a mess. I promise you, and without a doubt, and not me, but you, not coming from me, but the Creator, you can have perfect peace right here on earth. Hell is right here on earth inside of human beings. And you can overcome your hell, and you can be free and have perfect peace and the kingdom of heaven right here on earth amongst the hell. You will be in it, but not of it. Something would change you. Something greater than you or someone greater than you will change you. I want to go back. We're talking about the black, the whites segregated from the black people. We gave you the story that happened in Houston, in our Texas recently, not Houston, but Texas. The two twin brothers, right? One white, both white. And some black guy has been accused of killing one of them. At a track meet. You don't fight at track meets. Track meets are fun. I used to love going to the track meets and running. It was so much fun. I want to go back to Denzel. And Denzel, who is black, agree with me. Denzel, do you agree with me or disagree that white people need to segregate from the blacks?
No, I agree. I agree with both.
Okay.
With both of what you just said. I, you know,
I'm black. I'd rather live around other black people.
You would rather live around black people than white people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
And why?
Because I get judged by white people and black people. And like, I don't know. I'd rather get judged by black people than white people.
How do white people judge you?
Okay, when white people judge you, they look at you and they be like, oh, dang, look at him. He might, you know, he might try to steal something, or he might try to beat me, or, you know, they might do something.
How you know that? How do you know they're thinking that about you, though?
I just know, you know, body language. You know, 99% or 95, I don't know the number, but 90% of communication is body language.
But how do you know that's what the whites... Yeah, I heard that. But how do you know the whites are thinking that about you? And why would you even pay attention to that? To see if they're thinking that about you. Have you been to the fellowship before?
Yeah.
You been to the Bond Fellowship?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I knew your voice sounded familiar. But
oh, you know who this is?
I think so, yeah. But why would you pay attention to that? And rather than just live your life and let people think and act whatever way they want to think and act.
Okay, now I'm getting better with it. I'm getting better with it, you know.
Okay.
When I experience stuff like that, I just let it go. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think about it. I just, you know, it is what it is. But it still come up. I used to let it like really affect me, and used to let it like really stress me out.
Right.
Get frustrated. But you know, it's still there.
I have been walking down the road. I haven't walked down the road in a while, but I walked down the road and I would see white women coming toward me, and I'm going the other way. And I would see them, and not just white women, but Mexican women and other races of women, and they would hold their purse. You know, they'll pull their purse a little closer to them. But I understand.
Yeah.
I know already that the reality is that black boys and girls, men and women, they will take the white woman purse. And so they don't know which one is not going to do it as opposed to which one would. So I'm not offended by it because I understand it.
And that's why, like, I'm not offended by it either, because, like I said earlier, even the black people, you know, they get nervous around me, or they judge me as well.
Why they get nervous around you?
I guess the way I look. I don't know. I mean, you know, I got the, you know how you got the Amerifro?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got Amerilox. That's what I call it, Amerilox. It's the dreadlocks, like the Bob Marley hair. I think that's why.
Oh, yeah. I'll be afraid of that, too.
So they judge me, right? And then, like, you know, and I was like, I don't know. I'd rather be around black people than
you would rather be judged. If you're going to be judged, you would rather be judged by the blacks as opposed to the whites?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so, but you agree that white people need, because the blacks are so violent, white people need to move away, segregate themselves from the white blacks, right?
I think they should, but it's not going to happen.
Why not?
No, it can't happen.
Why?
Because white, you know, wouldn't that make them betas if they were to do that?
No, that would make them safe.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. But, okay, so going back to a question I was going to ask before the break.
Okay.
So if a black person try to move into the white community, right?
Right.
And they get denied, that's they got, what's the word? They got racially profiled. Like they got denied. So that they could sue them.
They can't.
Why not?
Because white people going to have their own judiciary system. They going to have their own police department force. They going to have their own laws. So as somebody on the other side of the street in the black community cannot come over to their town and cry discrimination, because the blacks would not be allowed to be there.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't think that's practical. But we'll see.
And why not?
Hopefully, the white people. It just seems too like just far fetched that idea. Like I'm for it. You know, if they want to do that, I'm for it. But it's just I don't. And then you know, the white. You know, they scared. They don't want to be called racist. They not even gonna want to do it.
But that's why I'm saying that if they set up their own system, their own courts, their own police force, They're all rules and regulations. And the rules said that you can't come into our area and do that. Then the blacks are not allowed to come over there. And the white courts will protect them from that kind of mess.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't got to worry about me going over there, man. I'm staying in the hood. So, but, okay. One last like common question I got for you.
Okay.
So I recently was racially profiled, and I was denied service. And I know you talk about like how the whites shouldn't let the blacks run the business
right.
or accept business from the blacks. And like I said, I'm for that too. But now I got a lawsuit on my hand where I could like potentially sue. This business that I went to, I don't want to go into detail.
Right, don't mention the name of anything.
Yeah.
So what happened?
That make me, I can't tell you. But
oh, you can't tell me. I understand.
Yeah, but would that make me so you would look down on that if I decided to proceed with the lawsuit? Would look down on that?
I can't come in because I don't know what happened. You're not even talking about it because of a potential lawsuit. But I would ask or encourage you that you be fair about it, you be honest. If they, whatever happened, and they had a right to do what they did, I would just move on from it if I were you.
Okay, because, I don't know, man.
If you're just trying to sue to get some money by falsely, there's no such thing as racial profiling anyway, but you just try that to get money, it's not going to turn out well for you.
Okay. All right. We'll see. I'll keep you posted, man. You know,
yeah, let me know how it goes.
If I come through with a nice little donation, then you know what happens. So.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Peterson.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
Likewise.
All right. Bye. 888-775-3773. 888-77-Jesse. Let me go to first-time caller out of Washington State. Chris. Let's see. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm here. How's it going?
All is well, Chris.
My question is regarding the story. With the two high school students.
Yeah, at the track meet.
One black, one white. Yeah, at the track meet.
Well, it was two twin brothers and one black guy, according to the story.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out if it's more to the story in regards to how the whole altercation started, because it doesn't seem like anybody giving more information about what happened. It's all, only thing that I'm hearing is that in retaliation, the black guy stabbed him. And then the, his own brother didn't really give any input about what happened before, prior to the stabbing.
Well, we played it this morning. He said something like, I don't remember every detail, but he said that he and his brother were, apparently one of the brother that was stabbed, according to the story, had some type of encounter with the black guy, and then something about the seating arrangement, right? And then from there, that's according to the story, and I don't know, but that's when the black guy went over and stabbed the white guy and killed him, according to the story.
Yeah, right. It just don't seem like more detail. It's not really much detail.
How much detail you need?
Well, it just doesn't sound like a person would just get up and stab someone just to get up and stab them.
But it wasn't just to get up.
Maybe,
it was some type
of got punched in the face.
It was. But you're assuming that. We don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. As you admitted, you don't know. So now you're making up stuff.
Right.
Never assume.
No, I'm not making it up. That's what I'm saying. We need more information.
Not really. The fact that if this story is true that the black boy did it, it wasn't necessary at a track meet. What are you doing with a knife at a track meet anyway? But it wasn't necessary to stab and kill. There's nothing that could have happened at a track meet that would require this black boy to stab this guy and kill him, according to the story.
Right. Yeah, I know you're saying it was too much force.
Yeah.
The stabbing was more harsh than what was needed.
Yep.
To defend yourself.
Yes. Do you agree or disagree with me that white people need to segregate from the blacks?
I don't have an opinion on that because I think.
And you're black,
that
right?
That was going to lead me to my next question with you. Yeah, I'm black.
And so you don't have enough. You don't have an opinion on if the white, it's time for the white people to segregate themselves from the blacks.
Well, my next question was going to be.
No, answer that first for me.
Like your message.
Chris.
Yeah, I don't have enough information to. Yeah, I don't have enough information to say whether or not they need to separate.
How much more information? How much more?
It seems like.
How much more proof?
It seems like both sides are kind of messed up.
In what way?
Well, like the country been ran by white people, and the white people have let the country go down.
In what way?
The way it, you know, let the country end up in the way.
And how did the white people let it go down? What have they done to allow that to happen?
I think it's just selfish desires. You know,
people what have
worried
the white
about
people doing
people
to let
on themselves.
What?
I said I think it was selfish desires, you know. Them focusing on themselves instead of focusing on what's best for the country.
What do you mean by that? Give me an example of what you mean by that.
An example is just like the voting between the divide between, like, let's say, Democrat and Republic. It's not all black people that's Democratic that's voting, that's making a change. I mean, for anybody to be selected into, you know, one of those positions, they need the participation of white people, too.
So you're saying that the whites voted for these blacks to let them in government, they added or supported and bringing the country down?
Yeah, but they only support them because they agree with their ideology. They agree with the same ideas.
That's a good point. I've always said that the whites should not be voting for these blacks to come into our government. Matter of fact, they shouldn't even allow the blacks to come in because black people don't know how to run anything. They can't run a government. They can't even run their own homes and communities. So
right,
I agree to that.
Black face,
I agree
but it's
that.
Still the same. Right. It's a black face, but if it was a white face, it'd be the same thing, but you wouldn't be calling it a white face thing. You'd still be saying black thing.
No,
I feel like
if white people run the country,
sure.
If white people was in charge of America and the blacks would not allow in the government at all, I promise you America would be much better than what it is today. Way better.
It wouldn't. That's not even practical.
What do you mean?
That doesn't make any sense because you have liberal white people you have liberal people that are not just black. You have socialists that are not just black.
But
you have
even,
communists that are not just black.
But even the liberal whites would take care of their community and they love a first-class life. They would still take care of the country. Now, they would still take care of the country way better than the blacks would by allowing the blacks. The liberal whites may disagree with conservative whites on some political issues, but when it comes to orderly things, the liberal whites would be okay for it. You could look at a liberal white country like Sweden and Denmark. They're still amazing countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring the black in, that's when everything go to hell in a handbasket.
Have you ever been to Sweden or Denmark?
It's amazing, not yet. Have you?
No, I haven't, so I can't speak on that, but I can speak on Washington State. Washington State is ran by white people and majority of white.
But they let the Blasian up there, too.
A functional drug house.
No, they let the Blasian up there. That's why.
No, that.
And the Mexicans. No, they have
the black
Mexican
community is a small population.
They have the Mexican running in two up there.
It's.
So because of time,
the black community is a small population.
Because of time, you do, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you do agree with me that it's time for the whites to segregate from the blacks, right?
No, I don't know because, like I said, I thought your message was not the color of the skin, but the spirit of the person.
It is, but and I'm glad you brought that up. Amazing. So what would happen, it would be like it was in the good old days. I grew up in Alabama on a plantation, and at the time they had the so-called Jim Crow laws and stuff like that. But the blacks were as classy or even more so than the whites. And so what happened was the blacks and the whites were taught to treat each other the way you like to be treated. And so blacks and whites were able to tell the law-abiding and good whites, law-abiding and good blacks from those who were lawbreakers. And so the law-abiding came together naturally. And then the civil rights movement started, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion. They passed these stupid laws that forced the people to come together, and it's just been hell ever since. So they would naturally come together.
In hopes of.
They would naturally come together if you were to just leave them alone.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. So you're saying if they separate, they'll naturally come back together if.
Yes.
If basically to separate is like a reset.
They would come together based on common principles. Chris, I got to run, man, but thank you. Amazing call.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on X, Dre asks yesterday, when you say segregation, do you mean bathrooms for whites and bathrooms for the blacks? Or are you talking about by city?
What?
When you say segregation, do you mean separate bathrooms or separate cities?
I mean separate cities, separate government, separate police force. Separate everything. No, not just separate bathroom. I mean, like, separate every. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear that they've done something like that in Louisiana, where white people created their own white area. They have their own government, own police force, and they pay their own taxes. So they're separated from the blacks, and they don't have to pay their taxes to the black areas. They're paying it to themselves. And they tried to do that in Georgia. What was that town called in Georgia? It was a white town.
Butthead?
Yeah, Butthead.
Buckhead.
Oh, Buckhead.
Buckhead.
They tried to do the same thing over there, but I don't think they made it. That's what I mean.
Nice.
Separate schools, separate everything.
Thank you, Dre.
Thank you, Dre.
Jamil in Canada, biblical question input.
How can you change your future?
I can't change something that doesn't exist, but I can watch it happen. Side note, realizing that I never loved doesn't mean that I can't, but I now know it's better that I know now. It's, if I'm ever going to love, it will, without question, come directly from the Father. It will come and go with the greatest grace, he says.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
David says, hey, Jesse, watch you on the Hodge Twins podcast.
That was amazing.
That was their best episode ever, by the way. I really enjoyed that show.
Thank you.
I love your message, Jesse. I did have a question for you. Is it possible to forgive a mother even though she already passed on?
Absolutely. By realizing that just as you've been driven by thoughts and emotions and you can't help yourself, she could not help herself. And that's why she passed that on to you. She couldn't help it. So knowing that will cause you to forgive her, though she is dead. Absolutely.
Lin Yen Chen says, this is one eloquent black charlatan begging 1,000 people for $20. I kind of want to throw my money at him just for being amusing.
We played this black preacher, and he would tell him to take up offering. It was time to call for the altar call. That's when the people go down and act like they accepted Jesus. And then the offering. And the preacher was like, according to the story, close the door. Close the doors. And they didn't want people to go out. They want to get everybody money. And then he asked for $20 from the audience. And then $100 from the people that were standing behind him. He was like, close those doors. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, so funny. Thank you.
So we did that last night at the men's forum.
Oh, yeah. We at the end of the meeting, we're like, close the door. It's time for offering.
We need 10 grand. Sion says, hope all is well, Jesse. Love sign language thing. This is love, kids. It's not devil horns. I love and appreciate people when they're alive. While they're alive, heart hug.
Right on. Thank you, Sia. Love you back. Are you back in the country now, or are you still over in Mommy Africa? I think she's back, right?
You never know with Sion.
I know. She won't be still.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in one place, Sia. No, I'm playing. If you're back, welcome back to the country. But thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Anthony said, Bible Thumping Thursday. Good morning, JLP show. Yesterday.
Bible Thumper Thursday was amazing. Podcasting. Thank you.
John Jarrett with a generous Cash App.
Thank you, John.
Leading me back to the Father.
Life for all people is about returning to the Father. Really. Returning to the Father. And when you return to the Father, it is amazing. Kingdom on Earth, kingdom of heaven on earth.
Samuel says, thank you all.
Thank you, Samuel. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You cannot Z me. What do you think of God making us lie down, quote unquote, in green pastures? Does that mean he knows I'm going to give up when he talks?
What?
I don't know. I don't follow exactly.
Me either. I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I do know in Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures, something like that. He restores my soul. But I don't know what he means by, does that mean he knows I'm going to give up when he talks? I don't understand that part.
I mean, you made that clear. Thank you.
Thank you. You cannot Z me. Renee, three coffees. Jesse, I know you're busy, so I'll keep it piffy. I wanted to ask.
Ask.
When you going to come out with K-cups for Punchy's coffee?
Good idea, Renee. Punchy coffee is amazing. If you have not gotten Punchy coffee, go to jesseleepeterson.shop. It is amazing. K-cups or beta, what does it mean?
K-cups, TBD, to be determined.
I don't know what K-cup is.
K-cups are those things that people put in the machine thing, and it clamps
Oh, nice idea.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I didn't know. I thought it meant like a type of sweet roll or something. What the? But thank you. Nice idea. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
877 Jesse. Back in a moment. Okay, folks, a quick reminder. I mentioned this to you before. A listener wrote to me And he talked about that, the fact that he had dropped his anger and that he had started working on himself. And I encourage everyone to do that. Everything starts with you first. He also signed up with GoCo. And this was back in November. And as a result of his investment, as a result of signing up with GoCo back in November, his investment have increased by plus 14%. And he has received his 10% instant bonus silver. So don't keep putting it off, folks. The sooner you do it, the quicker you start making some real money. So that was like a plus 24% increase in a few months. That is amazing. So I want to encourage you to go to jessielovesgold.com, jessielovesgold.com, or 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. So don't only just work on yourself first, but check out GOLD. You will not regret it. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Folks, welcome back. Don't forget social media. Follow, subscribe, comment, like. All right, we're on Rumble.com. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. And JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Today is the last day for your discount on cameos. You can get a cameo video for $20. Today is the last day. Shout out, right? Cameo, shout out, personal shout out. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, or whatever. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go over to Rain in Spain, all the way over to Spain, and talk to Randy. Randy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
Hey, Randy, how are you?
Hola. All is well. How are you?
Amazing. So Randy is over in Spain right now. He's from here in L.A., a bond member and all that. How's it going over there?
Oh, it's a blast, Jesse. And after hearing everything you talk about in the show, it's like a 0.01% black population out here.
Really?
That may be a reason why. Yeah, the only blacks here are the ones that are out in the streets asking for money, and that's about it.
And they're from Africa or something, right?
Right. Yeah, they're like under the bed black, really dark.
Amazing. what's the weather like over there right now?
You know, it's just like L.A. So it's high 60s, a little bit overcast, and it's 4:30 in the afternoon for us. So we're halfway through the day right now.
That's amazing.
It is beautiful.
So how is Zeke doing over there?
He's doing well. He's right here with me right now. Let me let you talk to him.
Okay.
Hello?
Zeke.
Yo, what's up, Jesse?
Amazing. Do you know
how you doing, Jesse?
You're on the air right now.
Oh, what's up, Joe?
So Zeke is over in Spain to play soccer. How is it going so far? How do you like it? What it look like? What do you think about it?
Honestly, I was expecting more from it out here. It's nice.
it's just it. I feel like once you get there, you kind of expect more from it. But where we're at right now, it's really nice. And with soccer, it's at my first game tomorrow. So I'm just waiting for that to happen to see how it is.
That's amazing, man. I wish you well. Are you nervous?
No, not really. I'm not nervous.
So
I just want to play already. I'm sure it's Saturday.
Right on. And so after a while, your parents are going to have to leave and come back, and you're going to be there. What do you think about that?
I'm ready for that.
Are you ready for
it? I'm ready to leave, actually. Yeah.
You ready for your parents to leave?
I'm ready for that. Yeah, I'm ready.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So the Anchor Babies want you to know you better play hard over there, because when you come back, he's going to be ready to play a game, challenge you in soccer, and he doesn't want to embarrass you.
Oh, I think I'll embarrass him, like last time we played.
That's amazing. Well, I wish you well over there, man. We're going to miss you over here, but enjoy yourself. Do your best. Have fun over there.
Thank you. I will.
What do you ask of Hake? Hake has a question for you, Zeke.
So are you playing against grown men?
No, not yet.
Okay. But soon, maybe.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice. Maybe you can slide tackle Messi.
He's actually out in Miami. I'm in Spain, so I don't think that I can play against Messi yet.
Darn. Soon.
It's like a major team, though, Z, right? Can you even say? You're being quite humble.
What did Nick say?
It's like a major team you're going to play for, isn't it? Are you allowed to say?
Oh, yeah.
You're being quite humble.
Yeah, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. Amazing.
What's Real Madrid?
Yeah,
Real
Madrid. Just in Barcelona.
That's one of the biggest teams in Spain, Jesse. Very famous.
One of the biggest teams maybe in Europe.
In Europe.
Really?
In all of Europe. One of the most famous soccer players of all time came from Real Madrid.
That's who you're playing with?
Yeah.
Whoa. I thought it was some little... I thought it was some little fly-by-night.
You thought it was some little Brittany Griner Russian team?
Yeah.
Russian women's basketball team?
That's funny.
Amazing. Well, good luck with that, man. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You represent Bond.
I will.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well. Where's your mama?
She's right here. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, let me talk to her real fast. Good
amazing.
Talking to you. And I wish you well over there.
Good. Thank you, Jesse. See you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. A Bond guy. A Bond guy in Spain. Spain playing soccer.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing over there?
I am doing well.
Nice. Are you nervous, Christy, about leaving your son over there?
No, not at all, actually. I was just telling him, I'm like, if we would have known this when you were 11 years old, I would have, like, threw you out here at that age. I really would have. It's so beautiful. Like, the lifestyle's so different. The lifestyle's just so, so different. I love it. It's very chill, very slow paced. And I mean, you know, out in LA, we do everything so fast.
Right. Yeah.
We're always like trying to do the next thing, and we don't know how to appreciate life at that moment. And here it's beautiful.
So
I love it. I really do.
Is the pace slower over there or something?
A lot slower. Oh, my God. They open up, and then they take a siesta. They take a little nap, and then they open up again. They are – it was like 10, 11 at night, and they're just, like, starting their party, and I'm, like, trying to fall asleep. I'm like, what in the world? But it's a complete different lifestyle out here. Beautiful.
Hey, has a question for you.
Do they have do they have cobblestones and you guys walk everywhere?
So it depends on the town that we're in. Like, we were in Barcelona, and it's a real big city. And like, if you go into small towns, they do.
That's cool.
Barcelona.
Yeah,
that sounds
really
so nice.
Cool. You know what? We're in Valencia now, and I love it. I love it better than Barcelona. Barcelona is more like a bit. It's like being in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, Valencia is like the suburbs, the southern part of Spain. But the cobblestone roads here, it's beautiful. It's like kind of what you see in movies almost.
Wow.
Or TV shows or, yeah, soap operas. It's beautiful.
Well, take some good videos or pictures or something.
Will do. There's no sweet potato pie out here, though. There's nothing but baguette.
And do they have Punchy's coffee?
Not at all. But we brought some.
Oh,
nice. To get out. So, yeah, we did.
Right on. That's amazing. Well, yes, have fun over
we
there.
We brought some just in case.
When are you guys coming back?
When do we get back? The 13th.
Oh,
next
nice.
Sunday. This upcoming week. Is it this? No, in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, have fun.
Yeah,
beautiful. Say hello to your mother. Your mother's with you guys too, right?
She's here also, yep.
Tell her hello for me.
I'll let her know.
Okay.
Let
me say goodbye to your husband, Randy.
To my husband. All right. See you, Jesse. Take care.
All right. Be careful over there and hurry back.
Will do.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jesse.
Randy, thanks for checking in, man. That's amazing.
Amazing. Wanted to say hi all the way from Spain.
I know. It rained in Spain.
That's right. I like that.
Well, have fun, man. Have a safe trip, and I'll see you guys. Thanks for checking in, by the way, and I'll see you when you come back.
Absolutely, Jesse. Thanks for taking the call, and say hi to the gang out there.
I will.
We'll see you guys soon.
Absolutely. Hold on 1 minute. The rain in Spain falls.
All right.
We just said, hey.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you, Randy. We'll talk when you get back or if you call me again, all right?
All right, Jesse. You guys take care.
All right,
buddy. Bye now.
Bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to a first-time caller, Joe. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay, I want to be transgender. I want to be a pirate. I want to remove an eye and put a patch and cut my hand off and put a hook. Then I would be a real pirate. Is that a better idea than cutting my balls off and changing my gender? What do you think?
How old are you?
14.
And why do you want to do all that?
Because I want to be a pirate.
A pirate?
Yeah, and the Democrats say it's okay.
And so you want to be a pirate?
Yes.
And why do you want to be a pirate?
Because the Democrats think it's okay to change your gender. So I figure I should be a pirate.
And so, but why would you let the Democrats manipulate your life like that? Why don't you just be you?
Because I don't know. I'm just confused.
You confused about being you?
Wait, you know what makes me cry at night?
Are you confused about being you?
No, you know what makes me cry at night?
And who are you?
What makes me cry is Maxine Waters' face.
What?
What makes me cry at night is Maxine Waters' face.
Are you a Republican?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And so you don't agree with the Democrats?
No.
Are you going to run?
Trump 2024.
No, Trump forever.
Trump forever.
I want Trump to be in office.
I love you, Jesse.
I love you, too.
You're my best friend.
Thank you.
And I got to go. My dad says I got to go.
All right. Good talking to you, Joe. Yeah,
I love you.
All right. Love you, too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. 888-777-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super Chats.
On punchy.tv/JLP, Jim in Alaska, would that guy still take care of his mama if he was not going to get that pretty house? There was a caller the other day, I think yesterday, taking care of his mother.
Oh, yeah.
His siblings weren't.
Well, it sounds like he's going to have a lot of problem with his siblings and that house when the mother expires.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to be his main thing right now.
Inheritance drama.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli Jaw with a couple of diamonds. What's the most confusing holiday in Black Hoods? Father's Day.
Amazing. You can say that again. Thank you.
Thank you, Eli Jaw. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Catholics don't dip the gravy. They sprinkle it.
Oh, yeah. Cause they don't. That's a part. Oh, that's a Protestant thing.
In some cases, Baptists, for example.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're right. The Catholics just sprinkle water on you because the Pope don't want to get wet. Pope is tick. Thank you.
Bronconis, great show. Keep up the good work, Jesse and crew.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
And no I in Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
Jesse.
Thank you, Bronconis.
Yeah.
Lakeisha, three coffees. Biblical question answer.
How can you change your future?
By taking no thought for tomorrow, Matthew 6:31. Bible emoji, drum emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Five coffees from Michelle Z. Do some people have bigger egos than others? Some people seem to be born with great amounts of pain and suffering, while others seem more easygoing, have less problems in life, and are more control of life and their emotions.
Nope. Ego is ego. Those people that seem to be in control, if they have not overcome the ego, they're out of control. They just work hard at trying to control it. Thank you. Amazing question, though.
Nikki, five coffees. What's love but a sweet old-fashioned notion?
What love got to do, got to do, got to do? What's love but a sweet old-fashioned motion? I heard it someplace. I got something. Thank you.
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Shout out to Tina. Says Nikki.
Shout out, Tina. Says Nikki. Amazing. Thank
you. Tina Turner, that is. Shout out to Eli Ja, Severio Jones Green, Wall Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now to today's Super Chats. Someone bought a coffee. I want to answer the BQ.
How can you change your future?
The moment you forgive.
Amazing. Thank you. That's deep. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Someone says Philippians 2:13 KJV, for it is God which worketh in you to both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I rest Jesse's case. You have no will. It's one or the other, like yes or no. It's that simple.
That's deep. God is not willing that anyone should perish, but he wants every man to be free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the wages of sin is death. Oh, Lord. The wages of sin is death. Oh, Lord. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. I listened to the American Nick Stream show last night. Now that he's back on YouTube, it was amazing. It's amazing. Welcome back, Nick. Give this to Nick and please and thanks.
He is back. Check out the Anchor Baby at 12 noon. He's back. And his show was. Check it out. If you didn't hear it, you can podcast. Check him out today. It was amazing. Absolutely. But he was like, when he was just on Rumble, I noticed a major growth in him on Rumble. That energy was like, what the? He called upon the Lord, and the Lord heard his prayer. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron. Very cool.
Yeah.
Calvin in Ohio, There was something I was going to say, but I just saw a coffee left. If there is no free will, then why doesn't God just force us to love and worship him? If there's no free will, why did God have Pharaoh have to ask Pharaoh 7 times, let his people go, instead of just forcing him to? Better yet, if there's no free will, why didn't God just destroy Satan instead of banishing him from heaven? I rest my case, says Calvin in Ohio.
So Calvin said that he does have a free will? That's supposed to be his proof that he does have a free will?
Seems to be hinting towards the idea that he thinks he has a free will.
What the? Kevin, will yourself to have perfect peace and never have another negative thought. I rest my case. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Calvin.
Yeah.
Rick P. Tanks Juicy on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you.
Madeline, 3 coffees. Jesse! I agree that forced segregation has been a disaster. I am mixed black and white. Maybe she means integration, not sure. But my mixed ancestors started their own communities in the 1800s. I discovered this during research. I don't want to be forced to live with angry blacks. Would mixed people have a choice? Asks Madeline.
Well, the mixed people can go with the whites. I don't know. I'll let you mix with some black. She's black and white?
I don't know. Yeah, she's black and white. Yep.
Oh. Get yourself a white husband. That'll help. I don't know what we're going to do with the mixed people.
I know. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Because a lot of the mixed people, they identify with being black.
Right. And they turn radical.
Yeah.
They're like the worst ones sometimes.
Social credit score is the solution, says Derek, my producer.
Anchor Baby was talking how you can up your future generations by marrying whiter in Mexico or something.
See?
I was listening
what
to his
show. What
does that
mean, Anchor Baby?
Several weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about the way the Hispanics like saw race and stuff.
Yeah.
I was mentioning that they drew these quilts to describe how to basically go make babies closer to the Spanish, the original Spanish that mixed with the Mexicans.
They had several different names for the types of mixed that they were. And the closer they got to white Spanish, they could actually breed by marrying white, generation after generation. They could kind of return to the whiteness.
How come white is the best?
I don't know.
Everybody want to be white, except baby Jessica's daddy. It seems like all over the world, white is the best.
Right.
I think more people want to be white than to be Jewish.
Even some of the Asians don't like being too dark.
Right. They have their eyes done over and everything.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Doesn't look right.
When they open their eyes?
Yeah. Just be Chinese or whatever you are.
They don't look right.
But it looks even worse being unnatural.
White. Why is white seem to be the dominant force in the world? We're going to have to do some serious research on that.
Maybe white is more rare. We got to go.
Back in a moment. 1 more hour to go. Straight to your phone call. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Mike Pence got this JFK Profiles in Courage Award or something like that. So brave for being a coward for overseeing the certification of the 2020 election results. Like, that took such bravery. Give me a break to go along with the crowd. Anyway, they are pushing the measles, mumps, rubella shot. Highly effective, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And Commie Nonsense does have facts, so they do offer some facts that are factual facts. I don't know. And participation rate in the schmaxine for the measles is lower than it was further in the past. And imagine if Obama loved the country like Trump and had instituted tariffs and, you know, put America first. He wonders the same thing. Imagine if I had done this. People would have hated him because they would have known he would have had ulterior motives, probably. This is the end of hour two, actually, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, April 4th, Black Friday, 2025 AD. The lines are full, guys. We will be right back to your calls and the rest of the Super Chats. Lots to get to still and more great stories. But first, it is fake news, not fake news. In a major shakeup of the U.S. intelligence agency, so-called intelligence, right? The Trump administration has fired the director and deputy director of the National Security Agency, NSA. Not yet known why, General Timothy Hough. H-A-U-G-H, or Huff, or Ha, who also leads the U.S. Cyber Command, and Wendy Noble, Huff's deputy NSA, were terminated from their jobs, not from the Earth. NSA mission is vast and extremely complicated, so said Renee, with two E's, one accent over the first of the second E's, and Burton, a cybersecurity expert, who spent more than two decades in the NSA, told Commie Nonsense. General Hough and Ms. Noble have put the expertise and credibility it takes to oversee, such a vital part of our national security. Replacing them will not be easy, and the disruption will expose the country to new risks. What a mess. So claims that person, Renee, with two E's at the end. Sounds like the woman's version of Renee. Don't know. Lieutenant General William Hartman, the current Cyber Command Deputy Director, expected to serve as acting head of command and NSA, so said two former officials. There's a Pentagon so-called watchdog announced plans to launch an investigation of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth for discussing a U.S. military attack on the Houthis in Yemen with other national security officials in a group chat on that Signal thing that inadvertently included a scum of the earth journalist. Terrible. So we'll see what happens with that. But earlier this week, a massive wave of layoffs occurred at U.S. health agencies, including HHS, Health and Human Services. Although the exact number of jobs cut was not released, the reduction was described by one FDA employee, Food and Drug Administration, as a bloodbath. Nice. Got to pay for those tariffs, right? Or account for those tariffs. Sweet. Now, Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr., he says some of those personnel and programs will be reinstated. All right. During an event Thursday, Kennedy said most of the cuts were meant to streamline the agencies, mostly involved redundant administrative positions. He noted some were there. There were several instances where studies and personnel that should not have been cut were eliminated. He plans to reinstate them. So don't worry about it. It's like a trial and error thing. We'll get it straightened out. Lots of mess in the government, and it takes some messing up to clean up sometimes. That was always the plan, said RFK. We're going to do 80% cuts, but 20% of those are going to have to be reinstalled, because we'll make mistakes, he said. In March, the HHS announced plans to terminate 10,000 full-time employees. Good job, President Trump administration. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. And I'm losing my voice. Oh, I've been talking a lot this week, taping the Fallen State, counseling the Men's Fellowship. What the? But you can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how can you change your future? How can you change your future? Amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. All right, on the run, you're illegal alien, on the run, whatever. You're over in Canada, you're about to come on 51st state of the United States, and you don't like it. Or maybe you like it, and you can't be still. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, and every Friday is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? David, thank you. That's amazing. You liking it? Nice. Let me go to the busy phones. Ebenezer? Ebenisha, a first-timer? Not a first-timer, out of Canada. Ebenisha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Jesse, I actually spoke to you about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
It was pertaining to forgiving my parents and forgiving a family member that had assaulted me when I was younger.
Okay.
And I had gone to forgive them. I forgave my mom over the phone, but I went in person to forgive my dad. And when I did, he kind of like brushed it off. You know, you were completely right about shaking in the boots, you know?
Yes.
I was like stumbling on my words. I couldn't even like say it properly, but eventually I did. And he basically, I could see in his eyes that he felt really guilty, so he, like, tried to shut me up before I could even finish the sentence. But he understood what I was trying to say, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
And, but now the problem is that I'm 25 years old. I'm trying to progress in life and find peace, like you say, but it's just not working. Every time I get on a straight and narrow path, I always fall off. And I guess, like, this year or last year is when I fully came to terms with the fact that throughout my entire life, society taught me the opposite of what I was supposed to be, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, when you say, be like, let go and let God, that's essentially the only way that a human being should live. But I was taught that I'm supposed to put everything on my own shoulders, try to control everything myself. And that has led me into straight depression and like, slowly by slowly, I become sadder and sadder because every time I work on myself in any aspect, eventually I fall off into a great pit of despair. And I realize it's because I'm trying to will myself into making things better. And I don't know how to stop doing that. I don't know how to stop trying to make things better as a person, you know?
Are you outside or something?
Yeah, I'm outside.
Oh, okay. And your question for me is what?
How do I truly let go and let God and trust the process of my life?
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, I'm doing
come back to
morning
your
morning and night.
Come back to your phone.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I'm doing it most mornings and most nights, not every night.
And why not?
To be completely honest, sometimes I wake up and I'm just so sad that I don't even have the energy to do that.
And when you say you're sad, who are you?
I'm Ebenisha.
That's your name.
Right.
Who are you?
Well, on a surface level, I just want to say I'm Ebenisha, but when I actually sit down and think about who I am, I don't know who I am. I really don't know who I am. I was put on Earth, given a name, given an identity, and told how I'm supposed to function on planet Earth. But yeah. I don't actually know who I am.
So then how do you know you are sad?
Well, I know what I feel, you know?
But who is telling you? Who are telling you that you are sad, and who are they talking to?
Well, to be completely honest, they pop up as thoughts.
Come back to your phone.
I said, well, to be completely honest, they pop up as thoughts.
And do you? And so why are you calling those thoughts you?
I suppose because it's the loudest voice in my life. It's coming from inside of me, so I've always associated it with myself.
And what would happen if you stop associating thoughts with you as you? What would happen if you never again call a thought you? I'm so sad. I'm depressed. I'm this and I'm that. I have these emotions. I am emotional. What would happen if you stop identify with thoughts and emotion, period? What would happen?
Well, just the thought of that gives me goosebumps. I feel like if I wasn't calling the thoughts me, I would be free.
And so why don't you do that then?
Because it just feels like at that point, it's an everyday battle because you get thoughts every day, you know.
But they're still not you. And if you stop calling them you, they will all disappear, be taken away from you, and you will never have to think again. There will be no more thinking.
Really?
Yeah. It's just that you keep identifying with these feelings. You're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings, and you're not your body. And if you want to be free, you got to stop calling them you so that they can be taken away from you. And all you need to do with that is be aware of that. Go to work, do your job, go to lunch, go to dinner, whatever you do, but stop calling those things you. It's not you.
Right.
Even the voice that you hear that sound like your voice, those spirits are using your voice to pretend that they're you so that they can live in you and control you.
Right. And what I noticed is that as a child, I never had those thoughts, you know?
Right. And then
it was like,
you will come back to that. You will come back as a little child and stop thinking and just live.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Will you give it a good try?
Yeah, I will for sure.
So stay with the silent prayer. Do not obey those thoughts. You're not required to obey. Just notice them and do nothing about it. And I promise you, you shall be free, because the real you would appear when the false you disappear. You're not your thoughts. You're not the feelings. You're not your body.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jeff out of Louisiana. Jeff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jess, I just had a couple of comments, but
okay.
On that video you showed this morning of the, you know, the doll crap lady.
Oh yeah, this white woman told the black woman to pick up her dog crap, and the black woman got ticked and threw it on the woman, yeah, according to the report.
Well, the first, I don't know how much of it you watched, but did you notice what was sitting out of the black lady's pocket?
See what now?
Did you notice what was sitting out of the black lady's pocket?
No, I didn't.
A rainbow color strap.
Oh, I didn't see that. What the?
Yeah, that's why. That's why I see that box. I know what side she's on. Then second thing about that video was, it's actually probably places like California, because it's white liberals, didn't want to press charges, didn't want to nothing, because we oppressed the black people.
Because she didn't want to press charges because the white people oppressed the blacks?
That's what they think.
But the white people did not oppress the blacks.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's probably the liberals.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because it was interesting that the wife or the husband, nor the husband, didn't press charges against her. That's a good point, Jeff.
I'm sorry, you threw a dog crap in my mouth. You're going to have charges pressed on you.
I'm telling you, man. Oh, man. I mean, Jeff, do they have a white segregated city in Louisiana?
Yeah, man, they do down south. I'm not from that portion of it. But what it was down there is they had, you know, they would spend all the tax dollars on these schools. And, you know, the black neighborhoods were ghetto, and they wouldn't spend much tax money on it. The white people said, well, we're spending, you know, we're $100,000, we're spending all this money. We want some money going to our schools.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of broke off into two cities.
Nice. So do you agree with me or disagree that white people all over this country, probably all over the world, but my country first, white people need to segregate from the blacks?
Okay, that was my third point. I kind of agree and disagree with you.
Why? Why do you disagree?
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say the word to be offensive. I'm going to use abbreviation.
Uh-huh.
I think white people ought to be segregated from the ends. Black people, not the ends, but black people are sort of good people.
Where?
I give you an example.
Okay.
In the neighborhood I live in, I lived in 43 years. There's been one black family out here. And when a guy bought a house, he had two twin daughters I went to school with. He bought a house. It was run down. He fixed it up. He owned his own trucking business. He's built his business up. He's built shops. 3 or 4 shots of her. He knows it's nice now.
But that's why I said the whites need to segregate from the blacks and then let the people come together naturally, not based on law or force, but naturally, and then it will work.
I'm not talking about force. I'm just talking about like him.
Yeah.
He just moved out here and said, you know, I want to get away from all this crap up here. He built his business. Now they're integrating in the community. It's not about force. I agree with you. It shouldn't be DEI policy on crap or say, well, you know, we got to sell this, you know, we got 10 white people in this neighborhood. We need to put a black person, a black family in here. No, that's not right. You know, it ought to be if somebody makes a, you know, like say you go make an offer on a house and, you know, you tell them, this is my plan, this is what I'm doing, and and people agree to move in the neighborhood.
Would you sell your house to a black?
No, man, I'll be honest. I won't sell none of my property. We've been here over 100 years. I'm on inheritance here.
Nice. Amazing.
My great-grandparents bought this, and we used to own half the... like where the fire station is, we used to own that land. You know, it's just that people in the family sold portions off through the years. But the main spot I'm on is where the main house sit.
Nice.
And, you know, my grandpa bought this back in the 1800s.
Nice. So let me tell you this. A group of wealthy white residents in Baton Rouge have formed a new city called St. George, which is seen as a neo... segregationist move. This is from KTF Press. This new city aimed to separate itself from the rest of Baton Rouge, likely to maintain segregated communities. That's from People Dispatch. That is so nice that the whites have done that.
But you know the problem with that is you see that in the news, but like the you talked about earlier, the white boy got stabbed in the heart at track meet.
Yeah.
You don't see that in the news much, do you?
I see this a little bit more than you normally would see it if a black boy had done that to a white man, that's for sure. But if a white man had done that to a black boy, it'd be all everywhere.
Yeah, well, last year there was I can't remember his name. There was a 17-year-old white boy up in Ohio at LeBron James' school, and some people were shooting water pistols out of a car, and he got out, and two black teenagers beat him to death.
Yeah, I remember a story like that, We may have even reported on that. This is why white people got to separate, man.
They got 18 months in prison for that.
Nice. It should have been 18 years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but that's the problem is they want to make it all about white hate, and white this and white that. Man, I'm the kind of person, I don't want to hate nobody. I just got to work, do my job, come on, pay my bills.
That's right. Jeff, I got to run, Jeff, because of time. Thanks for your call, man.
Have a good one, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Jermaine.
How are you?
All is well.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So, this is interesting. The girl that caught not too long ago, she was talking about the silent prayer.
Uh-huh.
It's just interesting because that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. But before I even get to that part, I called you early back in January, I think, and I was talking to you about my job. And the thing that happened with that, you know, after you start changing, you see things differently. And because I was the person that changed around the office, right, they didn't like that. They want back the old me and my boss. We went to a sales meeting, and the president was there, and he looked at me, and he's like, listen, I want the old you, and I won't stop until I get it. And I was like, the devil wants me, man. That's crazy.
When they say they want the old you, what do they mean by that at work?
At work?
You said your boss said that, right?
Yes, yes. So I was more like, I thought I was happy, but it was a false self of happiness, right? Like happiness is, it's just a feeling. You have people around you, they make you feel good, you make them feel good.
But how did they know that you had changed or are changing?
So when I went to the sales meeting, right, my boss, we had a one-on-one chat. He was drinking, and he's like, what's going on with you? Like, you're not the same person anymore, you know? And I was like, you know, I'm working on myself. And he's like, oh, are you born again? And I didn't want to lie, so I'm like, yes, you know, because I'm working on myself. And based off of that alone, things just went left after that the next day at work.
So does your boss treat you differently now?
Well, like, so the sales meeting was on a Thursday, and we didn't work the Friday after.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to on the weekend, so I went to a sales meeting on Thursday, and then Friday we didn't work. We came back because we had to travel to the sales meeting. It was out of town, like 5 hours. Then we came back into town.
So let me ask, because of time, is your boss treating you differently now?
So that's where I'm getting at. So I moved that same weekend, and I ended up went into work late that day. And my regional, I don't know if they have a talk. I'm just assuming, which I shouldn't. But I went into work late that day, and they sat me down. It's like, oh, it's okay if you work from home, da, da, da. And I'm like, okay. I just took it. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with the devil. So I just took it, and I can work from home because I'm a contractor. But with the silent prayer, so when I came and I started working from home, though, I realized I want to start my own business. So I've been working on that. But you were saying, make sure you put God first. So I kept doubting myself because my business, I want it to grow, but it's not growing as fast as I want, right? I was like, am I actually putting God first, or am I just doing it because I want this outcome?
And why do you want to let it grow fast? Why do you want it to grow fast? Why not just let it grow naturally?
Yeah, so that was the thing, right? That's what I was thinking, but then I couldn't get you on the phone yesterday. And when I was doing this silent prayer last night, before I did the silent prayer, actually.
But you didn't answer that for me. Why not just let it grow naturally rather than having this idea of it growing fast?
Because I want to control the situation.
So why don't you stop?
So, yes, that was the thing. It's so interesting. So before I went to bed last night during the day, I asked God, like, if this is what I'm supposed to do, like, at least show me something. Because it's growing, but I want to control it for it to grow faster. And you know the saying, like, one coconut fill the basket, you know? But then I was doing the silent prayer, and the silent prayer is so amazing because it's actually for you to let go.
Yes.
I'm doing the silent prayer, and I realize that I just need to let go.
Yep.
I just let go, and then all of a sudden, my body felt so light. You can feel like the energy, the presence of God. And it reminds me of when I was a kid, I knew that. I knew it. And it's just so sad that that was taken away from me. And the not me wanted to cry because the not me didn't want to let me go.
Yep.
So I was in between letting go and in between it holding on to me. And I realized I realize it now, and I'm like, I can see why the silent prayer is so amazing.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Now that you know, and don't let the spirit of evil in you or the spirit of evil inside of others, don't let them take that away from you, and you just stay present, and it will be made clear for you, all right?
Yeah, but it's so funny, like, your parents, they don't know no different, and they take that innocence away from you.
We all have been taught, every human being on earth have been taught wrong, and now we got to be untaught, because you can't live up at all. You can't live up to what you've been taught. So you got to drop that and do it the right way. Jermaine, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Let me go to David while Hake is coming in. David from Arizona, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jesse. Great to hear from you. And I really love it when you sing because your voice just has so much soul.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Oh, amazing. And I just want to cut to the chase about the fact that I told my mother that I forgave her. This was like around October or so.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the eruption of a volcano over like 50 years or maybe like an earthquake that the pressure built up all that time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was so terrified to try to do it. I tried to do it when I first heard you about telling me about that around 2020. And afterwards, it's really gotten, which I think is kind of a effect from that, is I'm trying to look at the entire world with that same level of forgiveness. And it's challenging because the thing that I kind of felt like I had to forgive her for was that I was raised really to be obedient and to make things easier rather than less difficult. And that kind of transferred into my life as being a very people pleaser, hoping that that would finally get me to some kind of result. And especially within my family, like I just gave everything I possibly could, contorted myself like a pretzel. And really, you know, I've been outcast and disparaged, and it's been confusing to me. I felt like I've been chasing a carrot around a racetrack, like a greyhound, you know, for most of all my life. And finally, it's just kind of like, I'm never going to catch this thing. I'm never going to be obedient enough to anyone in the world to gain their respect or their love or acceptance. And so it's kind of like a flipping a switch. It's like, okay, I forgive you all for this, but then I've also transferred into a state of like extreme isolation, if you can relate to that.
That's beautiful. Because if you're not able to live alone and be alone, you're not worthy of living with a crowd. Crowds are losers. It's the individual who have the greatest impact because that man or that woman able to stand alone and live alone. So let that happen. Don't be angry. And eventually, decent people will be put into your life. It'll happen naturally, and you will have the right relationship with them. Move on. Don't try to play with those folks. If they don't want to, you just move on with your life.
Yeah, I really appreciate your example. And if I may reflect a little bit on the discussion about the black culture in our country, may I comment on that?
Yeah, hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, folks, straight to your call. D-Live is, Treasure Chest is open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., right at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. And then after that, the brand new episode of The Father State. I had an interesting discussion with Mitch Francis, author, atheist author, entrepreneur, and a CEO. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We have two mass shootings a day. Nobody's doing anything about most of these problems.
Right, and they're getting worse and they're not being solved.
Exactly.
So if you don't believe God exists, who created you?
Chance.
Who is chance and how did they do this?
No, it's just random luck.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
What? This is hot, man. I've been on a hot seat for an hour.
True or false, when she's crying, she's lying. TheFallenState.tv at 11 a.m. You could be a member now of The Fallen State. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? And after that, The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. Then I'll see you at church on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and to create the right fellowship, amazing fellowship, RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Also, if you're in the LA area, come on down. All are invited. I want to know, are you as concerned as I am that America is allowing or appears to be allowing the Allahu Akbar people to build Allahu Akbar's town or city in our country? Do you know that these people hate the Christians and the Jews? Have you heard what's happening overseas in Europe and other places? When the Allahu Akbar people take over, they build, they won't allow normal people into those areas. What do you think going to happen? Why are you not very concerned about this? The Tribune has reported that the Texas House of Representatives has passed a resolution officially recognizing March 23rd as Pakistan Day. As Pakistan Day, making a historic milestone, marking a historic milestone for Pakistan American community in Texas. Folks, this is too risky. They're also allowing a Muslim-only community called Epic City to be built. Watch this from X.
No soundbite for that one.
Oh, okay. And here's the governor. I don't have a soundbite, but they allow these people to build something called Epic City. People, It's bad enough with the blacks hating the whites. What do you think going to happen when the Muslims take over America? We are the big Satan, dummies. Tell your government to say no to this immediately. And it's not racism. It's looking out for yourself. K-E-R-A News. Current news. Governor Abbott, Governor Gray Abbott, has ordered the developers of a proposed project aimed at supporting the Muslim community to stop construction. Thank God. Or face legal consequences. Watch this from Fox News.
Well, in part by that statement, but also in part by information that we've gathered, there appear to be multiple violations that have taken place here. One is information has been provided to investors that appears to be misleading. Another is they appear to be in violation of fair housing laws. Also, we found that, you know, they talk about doing all this building, but they don't have any building permits to actually do any building, and they have challenges even getting those building permits. Believe this or not, we've even received information that they may have been conducting a funeral home without legal authority. Bottom line, Laura, is that there are so many questions arose, especially information that we received, that led us to need to call the elite Texas Rangers to conduct a criminal investigation to find out if criminal laws in Texas have been violated.
So what you missed there when he said, not only that statement, I don't know why they cut it off at that part. You didn't really know what he was saying. He was referring to Laura, and she was talking about this epic city that's being built, or these Muslims want to build in Texas, and she asked him about the epic city. And she made the statement that something like what they had said. Sorry about that. Cut off like that. Isn't that amazing? In a press conference, the attorney for the East Plano Islamic Center and the development group behind Epic City says the proposed community is the victim of racial profiling. They always going to cry racism. White people say no to racism and then say no to your country. They can't do this in your country. Watch this from CBS News.
The attorney for the East Plano Islamic Center and the developers behind Epic City say his clients have been receiving dozens of death threats over misinformation about the project. They're too scared to go on camera about this, but he didn't hold back in a news conference today.
These aren't foreign adversaries.
Are.
These are Texans. These are Americans. These are United States citizens.
Attorney Dan Cogdell says Epic City is the victim of racial profiling. It's a proposed Muslim community that would include 1,000 homes, a mosque, apartments, a school, and more on 400 acres near Josephine in Collin County. Developers say it will be open to anyone.
All they want to do is to build a community that allows them to live together with people who value family and faith.
But the community, which is only in the planning phase, has been criticized by some politicians and some residents. Governor Greg Abbott has directed multiple state agencies to investigate Epic for potential criminal activities. He also ordered developers to cease construction.
This is why, folks, you do not want this to happen. Believe me, you don't. Look at that building. Even that building itself is scary. Allahu Akbar. They're going to be playing that loud noise now all over the microphone, gonna wake you up in the morning and late at night talk about Allahu Akbar. And they hate Christians and Jews. Christians and Jews are infidels in these people's eyes. And they're gonna create Sharia law, and they will not obey the law of this land. This stupid man that's pretending, oh, it's racism, this man just cares about the money. He doesn't care about you. I believe. Do what you want, but you're making a horrible mistake right now, allowing this to happen if it should happen. These people hate us. And they said in the little Quran brand, Quran Bible thing, you can deceive the infidels. You can be pretend to be friends and destroy them. And they're not let you come over there. They're going to have Sharia law. They're not going to want to follow the American law. I would not let this happen, folks. It's bad enough with the blacks hating the whites. What do you think will happen now? Do what you want, but I would say no to this. Let me go quickly back to David out of Arizona. David, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Anyhow, but kind of chime in on your discussion about maybe the black population in America.
Yes.
And if I can throw in my two cents, is I think part of the reason why I had to forgive my mother and forgive so many others is I was raised in suburban Detroit. So I have like a intimate relationship with the black community from going to downtown Detroit like all the time. And I understand that what a vibe is, you know, and if you hang out with some brothers in downtown Detroit and you're standing around two turntables, you're vibing out together, you feel something like going on, you know. And then if you go into regular public community and you just feel the vibe of disrespect and just overall general hatred and coldness of humanity, it's, I think, tempting to react to that vibe, almost like the way that, like, I'm not disparaging black population as being more animalistic than other races. We're all animals. I just think that the blacks somehow have a sense for a vibe, and that comes from you also, why I think you're partially like such a soulful communicator. And why do we call soul music? It's not coming from any other culture. But anyway, that's just kind of like my thrown in there. You know, that sensitivity, I think, is partially what sets the black community apart as unique and can be very much their strength, as also very much trouble.
Amazing. Anyway. Give me a quick yes or no. Do you think white people should segregate from the blacks?
I don't think anyone should artificially segregate, just like how you say, like, let things happen naturally and organically. I think America is the land of freedom for that reason. And we could just, as soon as we start that segregation thing, that's a slippery slope. Just let people naturally kind of go where they want to go. You know, I grew up in Detroit.
But the blacks shouldn't be with the whites. They hate the white people. They're hurting and destroying white people. They're taking their lives and everything. Why would white people want to stay with people like that?
Well, you know, just kind of like when I grew up, you know, in Farmington
Hills. But we don't care about no vibe. Nobody want a vibe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like people naturally do that, like in a school cafeteria. It's like, you know, people kind of congregate towards like-mindedness. And, in terms of the vibe, I think that's just like an openness to instinct and extrasensory perception, like a sixth sense. I think white people had it a lot more back in the McCoys and the Hatfields when they were, more connected to their Scottish, territorialism.
Would you prefer to live in an all-white area or all-black area?
Well, I've done both. I prefer living in an area that is safe and
choice is all-white area or all-black area. Which would you prefer?
Well, you know, if you're reflecting the United States, I would say mostly, you know, the places that are safer tend to be more
white.
No,
which would you prefer
white.
To live in, an all-white area or a black area?
Well, you know, I would generally say more of a white area, yeah.
I rest my case.
But I'm not sure what your case is, you know, unless you have, like, an opposition to what I'm saying is, really, I'm not saying, it's like yin yang, like God separated the day from the dark, from the day from night. It's like we have duality, and it's just that, you know, black entertainers, musicians, preachers, they can channel soul very powerfully, you know, and I'm not saying that other people can't also, but that they express it in such a way that
They still hate white people. You don't want them in your community.
Oh, well, I know lots of black people who don't hate white people.
Where?
I mean, all over. I mean, I'm in Arizona. I'm working with a guy who's a brother. You know, he's got a huge afro and everything. He's cool.
Ask him if he believes that white people are racist. Let me know what he says.
Well, you know, I don't even engage in that discussion because it's not necessary. But I'd like to ask if you could maybe respond to my sort of theory. Is that, you know, the black culture just does generally tend to have more of a sensitivity to maybe that. You don't think so?
No, they're more angry, so they're very sensitive.
I see. So it's the anger, as you're saying, is creating more of the sensitivity.
100%. David, I got to run, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Renesio, Jesse, when I became just one with the universe, it feels strange getting a bagel with everything or like over a fit chick.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Renesio, for your coffee. Lin Yen Chen says the Au Atba segregate from civilized human beings when they are building up their power to conquer the countries they're invading. Be it Australia, England, Canada, USA, we blacks can't do that.
Repeat that?
The Allahu Akbar segregate when they're building up power in the countries that they're invading. And Australia, England, Canada, USA, we blacks can't do that.
Repeat that again?
The Allahu Akbar segregate and build up power in the white countries.
Yeah.
We blacks can't do that.
That's because blacks don't work together either. If the blacks worked together, they would do that, but they can't work together. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Lin Yen Chin says the dog poop attack is from envy of how pretty and sane that white woman is, jealous of seeing a whole family while we black folk don't have actual families.
Amazing. A pure hatred of the white people. But interesting. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Josh and George, a biblical question response.
How can you change your future?
I can change the future by mastering the task of doing nothing, since the devil is constantly convincing me to try to do stuff to change the future, a.k.a. play God. Hardest thing to do is sit still, do nothing, and endure the pain of the devil screaming, forcing him to face the fact that he isn't God and is a powerless beta male.
Nice. Josh wrote all that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Josh black?
Yeah.
I didn't know he could write like that.
I know why he can write so well.
Why?
Because he reads a lot.
Oh.
He used to read a lot of Wikipedia, I heard.
Oh, that'll do it. Thank you, Josh. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, man. Amazing. And right on for the writing and the reading. It's deep. Thank you, Josh.
Anthony says, Black Friday, good morning, JLP show.
Morning. Thank you.
Elijah, access to whites is not a human right.
It's a must be protected. Thank you.
Jake Huston, James Hake is my longest subscriber on DLive. Congrats. Thanks,
right
man.
Right on. Congratulations. Thank you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Elijah, most black sole purpose to ruin other people's day.
That's for sure. What the?
Lin Yen Chin says, mess up my phrasing on the last one. My bag, Lord Goodhair.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, three coffees, offended by everything, ashamed of nothing. Hashtag Black Friday, black fist emoji.
Black Friday. Thank you.
Water Bear, keep up the great work, waking people up. Also, Lin Yen Chong blocked me, frowny face. Now I can't hear great wisdom into chat anymore. Beta.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin. White people are under attack from their own government and the double citizenship parasites in said government I disavow. They have no freedom, as freedom is called racism, so they can't segregate into safety.
A mess.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. Amazing.
Based Nation with a very generous Rumble rant. I often listen to the show at work, and it's amazing.
Amazing. Thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Three coffees from Sion.
Helping us to help others.
Jesse says, Sion, the whites, not all, now are starting to label black people are the same as soon as they see you. It don't matter if I look Southern Indian, because makeup now make America black women have Ethiopian and exotic features. Jesse, have you noticed some, as soon as black man gets famous or more money, they leave the hood, tends to get with another race and leave his black queen behind. Wonder why that is.
Because they can't handle the black woman, so they try to get the out of there. Amazing. That's just, yeah.
Two coffees, yeah. From Hannes. Excellent points, Jesse. Whites do need to balkanize and segregate themselves for, yeah, their own safety. Check out Northern Ireland. Local communities been putting up signs telling foreigners to keep out. Local men go out patrolling the streets. More things like that need to happen, says Hannes.
100%. I totally agree. Thank you.
Hannes also says, liberal whites always in denial of reality to their own detriment.
Yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate. I think blacks killing liberal whites is making white people stronger overall. What do you think, Jesse?
Blacks killing liberal whites?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's making white people stronger, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Because if it were making them stronger, they would separate from the blacks. So I don't see that at this time. Maybe this happened. I just haven't seen it.
Thank you, Hannes.
Yeah, thank you.
Lynn says, I'd rather live around white people but not fall asleep around them. They play too much with sleeping people. If possible, I would only live with our most civil, sane, and smart, our top 2%.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear, blacks have their own national anthem. Go on then. Go on then.
Yeah, they can use their own little black national anthem in their own little black neighborhood. What the? Thank you.
Adam, I've seen you say God first before anything and everything will be added. Trying to understand that more. What does it mean to put God first truly? Is it just seeking to be present first?
Yes. Get to know yourself so you can repent, forgive for that angry spirit. And the Father will light you up. He'll take over and you destroy the darkness, and everything will be added onto your life. Naturally, it will be amazing. Thank you.
Marcus, I want to say I'm black, and the first opportunity I got to move out of Detroit, I was gone. It's true. Black people are a violent mess.
Yeah. It's really just absolutely bad. It's terrible how angry and violent. Not all, but most black people are today. It's mind-blowing. Thank you.
Georgia for Free Speech, 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse, just wanted to drop a quick thank you. Listening to you, starting to get it. Things are clicking. Appreciate what you do.
Right on. Thanks for your support. Stay with it. I really appreciate people helping us without having to ask all the time. That's amazing. Thank you. You're being helped, so you're giving back. I appreciate it. I want to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
I got to get to Al out of Texas. Al, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Al. So he may be on mute. I'll put it back on so that let me go to Dylan, a first-time call out of Florida. Dylan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me all right?
Not yet.
Can you hear me?
Not yet. I can't hear you.
Yeah, you can. I know what you're doing. What's up, my brother? Happy Black Friday, man.
Happy Black Friday. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm on the run, but I'm still listening to the show.
Right on. Thank you, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, man, amazing. And I was just thinking about it, and, you know, the Democrats or the liberals or whatever, you know, they gave the blacks the Black History Month whenever they did, and they gave them the February, which is like the shortest month of the year. They get 28 days. But you gave them Black Friday, which there's 52 weeks a year. So JLP show is already giving more days to the blacks for them to celebrate.
That's a very good point. I had not thought about that.
Right? So that's pretty good. But, yeah, I'm down here in Florida from New York originally. I'm on a run from my mother because she thinks that she can control my kids and tell me how to raise them. So I had to get out of there, get away from them Democrats. And now she's trying to move. She's trying to come to Florida. Can you believe that? I'm like, what the?
Did you tell her no, she cannot come?
Yeah, I told her that. I said, we'll come visit you once in a while, but you got to stay up in New York.
And what did she say?
Oh, all sorts of hell came out of her when I said that.
Nice. But don't let her come. Tell her no, man. Don't let her go.
Yeah. I know.
Amazing.
I had her down once already. Now I'm already regretting it because now she knows where I live.
Oh, what a man. Yeah, don't do that, man. Thank you so much. I got to run. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. I am so out of time. It's not even funny. The Hate Crew Report coming up now. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And then at 12, that Father State at 11, and at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby on YouTube now and Rumble. He's still on Rumble. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Isaiah says, Jesse, good morning. I tried to call you as you asked me to, but the line is busy with 14 copies. So I'll try again Monday, Lord willing. Love y'all.
Nice. Yeah, call me on Monday, man.
Zylo, thanks for setting up Black Friday with a Rumble rant. As a young black myself, I agree. I also think blacks need to segregate themselves from each other so they can walk independently. Thanks for getting the message out.
That's a very good point. Thank you. Very good point.
Base Nation, thank you for your support. Zylo says, with another Rumble rant, the moment blacks were subverted into the Democrat Party, all hell broke loose, like 90 going north. It's good to see blacks starting to become patriots again. A long way to go. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Paola, happy Black Friday. Black hands shaped into a heart emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nick, with two C's, amazing.
Amazing.
Jamil in Canada, it's Black Friday. I could dwell on what's going wrong with the blacks, but I'm too focused on what's wrong with me. Take that, Satan. Do it for the thrill. What the? LOL.
Nice. Thank you, Jamil.
And now I guess we'll have to read the rest of these guys on Monday.
Amazing. Have a good weekend. I'll see you at Fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Thank you for all your support in every way. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, all right? You will not regret it. It is working if you're working on yourself. Take care, for Hate Report is coming up now. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.